yesterday we were talking about, let's see, clothes are not things that people part of their wardrobe. If a man doesn't wear a belt, he wears
suspenders.
Okay. And when it rains, what do you usually hold over you?
An umbrella.
Okay. And what do you put over a bed that you just made? Or it's that you
spread.
Okay. Any other words for that? Say if it was quilted or if there's a fancy cover on it. If your wife sewed a design on it, would you have a special name for her?
Crazy quilt.
Yeah.
Now they call it that.
A crazy quilt.
Yeah, and this piece and with everything, you know.
Okay.
This fellow down here, he's a smoker. And he smoked his studs back. And his wife made a quilt out of it. You seen that. The stud comes a little small made, not much larger than that. The ripper. The young ripper made. She made a quilt out of little thing.
Okay, and what do you usually rest your head on in bed?
Pillow.
And I think at one time there were types of pillows that went the whole length of a bed, and I don't know if this is still used or not. Type of pillow that went the whole length of a bed.
Never did say one.
Okay. And you said pieces of cloth that are sewn together, maybe in a design, and it's used for a bedspread. If it's in a design, it's usually just scraps of cloth sewn together.
Well, no, they usually have a bedspread to put over that. Really, they make that just for to use, you know. Take all these, they make a design and put this design, sew them on top of this, you see.
Oh, and then sew it over, I see.
Yeah,
and
put cotton in between it and the lining in there.
I see.
Sew this design over.
Mm-hmm. And when you finish that, you call it just
a quilt.
Okay. And what do you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children usually sleep on? Maybe a guest or something. Something that's kind of thrown on the floor.
Maybe you have to talk pretty loud. I can't hardly hear.
Something it's a makeshift sleeping place that for children.
A pallet?
Right. What do you call flat lowland along a stream? It's usually overflowed in the spring and it's plowed up later. The creek would overflow and the soil that's deposited is plowed over later.
What do you call that? It carries out?
Kind of land.
Silt.
Okay, and how about if you had to describe the type of land on a farm, you say, well, that's the land near
loam.
Okay. Would you call it bottom land ever? Do you use that term?
Yeah, we use that term.
Okay. Is there any over there?
Yeah, we call that bottom land now, that flat land like it.
Okay. A field. It might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover and alfalfa for hay. What do you call that? That type of a field?
Meadow.
Okay. Suppose there was some land that had water standing on it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Swamp.
Okay.